Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
From the historic campus of Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where the good, the true, and the beautiful are taught, nurtured, and honored, this is the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, bringing the activity and education of the college to listeners across the country.
As Hamilton points out, something like a Bill of Rights is really appropriate for a monarchic government, not for a Republican government. And he says, why are people calling for a Bill of Rights? He says, well, because under the British, we had Magna Carta, because under monarchic rule, the assumption is all power resides with the king, and any exceptions to that, you need to state on paper.
This is your host, Scott Bertram. Welcome to the Independence Day edition of the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, part of the Hillsdale College Podcast Network. That was Dr. Ronald Pistrito, Dean of the Graduate School, Professor of Politics, and Charles and Lucia Shipley Chair in the American Constitution at Hillsdale College. We begin our conversation as we focus today's episode on the United States Constitution. Dr. Pistrito, thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Pistrito is here as part of our Independence Day edition of the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. We focus today on the Constitution, and as we focus, we invite you to join us for a free Hillsdale College online course called Constitution 101. You can find it at hillsdale.edu/course, C-O-U-R-S-E, hillsdale.edu/course. Scroll down to featured courses and find Constitution 101 to sign up at hillsdale.edu/course.
Dr. Pistrito teaches three of the classes offered in Constitution 101. We'll talk about those in a moment. But the big question, why should people go sign up? Why should people do it? Why should we study the Constitution?
Well, one sad fact there is it's not done very much anymore. And I think lots of folks realize, not only those who are undergoing their education presently, but people of all ages, seem to be understanding that something is missing in many ways from their own education, and so we're trying to fill in the gaps that have been left, I guess you can say. And more seriously, I think it's the case in the country today that most people, even people who consider themselves relatively well informed and educated, people who keep up on things, they realize they don't really know much about what the Constitution set up for how government is supposed to work, and the reason is because so much of the way policy is made today does not reflect very well at all the original vision of our founders. Policy today is made either by bureaucratic agencies or by federal courts, where you have litigation. All the big legislation seems to end up in these days, and neither of those institutions are elected. Neither of them were intended by our framers to be the principal policymaking organs of our government. Yet, those that were originally intended to do that—the Congress, the presidency—there's so much paralysis that these other institutions have taken over, and so people, I think, need to understand that and need to understand why that's different from the original vision, and more important, what problems might come from that fact.
Dr. Ronald Pistrito with us. He's one of your teachers for the Hillsdale College free online course, Constitution 101. Go to hillsdale.edu/course and scroll down to featured courses. Sign up there for Constitution 101.
When we think about the Constitution, what's the relationship between the Declaration and the Constitution?
Sure. I mean, some of our audience may know a president of a certain college who's written a book about that topic.
Yes.
So, of course, we have to direct people in that way. But a sort of a short version, right? The Declaration comes first. The Declaration we like to think of as the document that announces our independence as a people, and it states the purposes of the country. Why are we coming together as a people? What principles are there that we dedicate ourselves to? And that's where you have the discussion about human nature and what human beings are and what form of government is most fitting mm-hmm. for human beings. And this is done to sort of compare against the actual practice of government in North America at the time by the British. And so that's one might say a document where we dedicate ourselves to the principles of just government for all human beings. Then the particular question becomes, well, how specifically do we make arrangements in order to achieve these principles?
Mm-hmm.
If we want a government that is operated on our consent, if we want a government that secures the rights that we have by nature, God-given rights that we have by nature, okay, well, how do we structure it? And, of course, we give it a couple of tries.
Yeah.
Our first constitution, probably so-called, is this thing called the Articles of Confederation. And, of course, that's a first attempt that doesn't go very well. And so the Constitution of comes out of the convention in 1787 is our attempt to do a better job of it and to think more carefully about, what powers should be given to the national government, what should the relationship between the states and the national government be, and then within the national government itself, what should be the institutions and what should be their mutual relations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say the Constitution is about what Alexander Hamilton calls the science of politics. What are the prudential means of government required to achieve the Republican ends that we've already dedicated ourselves to in the mm-hmm. Declaration of Independence?
Why were the Bill of Rights not included in the original Constitution, and should we think about them any differently because they were not?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's a really very interesting one, because if you ask most people to talk about some part of the Constitution that they know,
right,
almost always it's going to be from the Bill of Rights, the thing that actually wasn't in the original Constitution. It's very, very interesting. Most people know their rights from watching, cop shows on television or something. Hopefully no one's ever been read their rights. But in any event, you're quite correct. It wasn't part of the original. And the reason is, and there's a wonderful Federalist paper on this, the 84th Federalist paper written by Alexander Hamilton. The reason is, as Hamilton points out, something like a Bill of Rights is really appropriate for a monarchic government, not for a Republican government. And he says, why are people calling for a Bill of Rights? He says, well, because under the British we had Magna Carta,
mm-hmm.
which was this listing of rights against the British crown. And Hamilton explains, well, and very appropriate, because under monarchic rule, the assumption is all power resides with the king. And any exceptions to that, you need to state on paper. And that's what Magna Carta was. And so the more exceptions you state, the more liberty you have. Because what is not specifically protected, the assumption is the government can do it. And Hamilton explains, that's all well and good, but that's not our system. In a Republican system, the assumption is all power resides with the people themselves. And the government doesn't have any power unless it is explicitly given over to mm-hmm. the government. And so there's no need to make this kind of specific reservations of rights. It could even be kind of dangerous, because if you lay out a specific listing of rights, then the automatic assumption is, well, if some right isn't protected mm-hmm. there on paper, then the government must have the power to transgress. And, of course, that's not the right way of looking at things. It's a very dangerous way of thinking for a Republican people.
Dr. Ronald Pistrito, if you want more of him and more about the Constitution, we invite you to sign up to take the free Hillsdale College online course, Constitution 101. Go to hillsdale.edu/course, C-O-U-R-S-E, and scroll down to featured courses. Sign up there for Constitution 101.
Dr. Pistrito is the Dean of the Van Andel Graduate School of Statesmanship, Professor of Politics here at Hillsdale College, and Charles and Lucia Shipley Chair in the American Constitution. So he's a good guy to talk to about the Constitution. Dr. Pistrito, thank you for joining us here on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour.
All right, thanks for having me.
Up next, as we continue our special Independence Day edition of the show, we talk with Hadley Arkus, the founding director of the James Wilson Institute on Natural Rights and the American Founding. His recent book, Mere Natural Law, Originalism and the Anchoring Truths of the Constitution. I'm Scott Bertram. This is the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. J. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, WeThePeopleRadio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back to the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. I'm Scott Bertram. Check out podcast.hillsdale.edu. You can find older episodes of this program, along with other outstanding shows on the Hillsdale College Podcast Network. That's podcast.hillsdale.edu. We're joined now by Hadley Arkus. He is a member of the Amherst College faculty since 1966, the author of multiple books, also founder of the James Wilson Institute on Natural Rights and the American Founding. His recent book, Mere Natural Law, Originalism and the Anchoring Truths of the Constitution. Hadley, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for inviting me in, Scott.
Let's do a definition first, just so people are familiar with what we're talking about. Natural rights, it's the basis of the book, Natural Law. What is natural law for our audience?
Natural law is the very ground of the law. The law tells you how you have laws and why you have laws. As Immanuel Kant pointed out, before you have a positive law, you have some underlying natural law that tells you why you'd be warranted in having law in the first place. So you see signs on the highway saying 65 mpm, 35 pm. There's no moral significance there. But behind them is a deeper natural law that tells you why you'd be justified in having laws that restrain the freedom of people to drive at speeds that put innocent life in hazard. But look, let me get back to the book itself, okay? Because the natural law is a law that tells you in the first place what is a law,
mm-hmm.
and the properties of the law. Actually, it could be a little experiment we could do here. But first, let me go back. The part about mere natural law, I'm drawing on C.S. Lewis, interesting move in mere Christianity,
mm-hmm.
where he finds in the conversation of children, the rudiments of moral reasoning. You find kids in an argument. They're not arguing over likes and dislikes. They're arguing about right and wrong. And the conversation makes no sense unless they're already presupposing that their standards of judgment in judging the difference between better and worse reasons. Now, what I'm doing here, I'm appealing to, as the founders did, to the great Scot philosopher Thomas Reid, about those precepts of common sense that the ordinary man has to know before he starts trafficking in theories. So before the average man would start bantering with David Hume about the meaning of causation, he knew his own active powers to cause his own acts to happen. What I'm trying to point out to people, as the main precepts of natural law, are things that that ordinary people grasp right away. Not only do they grasp them, but they have to take them for granted in getting on with the business of life. My point is the American founders found the origin of the law there.
There are some quotes in here that make that point very obvious. You quote your friend Daniel Robinson, who says there, that matters so foundational that we absorb them without the least amount of awareness that we know them. And later you have this example. You said the very ground of natural law can be drawn from precisely the same common sense accessible to children and ordinary folk. You have this great example of a seven-year-old beaten up by friends and what his natural reaction will be. If it is so foundational and so accessible, why do we have concerns and conflicts about natural law?
Because people absorb all kinds of theories that get in the way. You know, let's take one of the most that point you mentioned about the children. They remember the choice of what do you think they'd react? How do you react if somebody he's beaten up? He'd say he'd have a sense he'd be wrong, feel wrong, or that they would think they must have been right because they succeeded. Yeah. No one thinks the second one is possible. That is, you assume that the natural reaction is the fact that some people succeeded in beating me up did not show that they were justified and rightful in doing it. That's what he's got. You've got the kids would understand the sense of Rousseau's classic point, mm-hmm. that the mere success of some people in seizing power over others cannot itself be the justification for that power, as though power, brute power, forms its own justification. Now, the kids who understand that understand something that evaded Justice Holmes. Because when Justice Holmes was asked, what is the ground on which the majority rightly governs the minority, he said, because the majority can overpower the minority, which is to say, the rule of the strong might makes right. But, you know, the other one, and thanks so much for drawing on Dan's, you know, Dan saying he wanted his tombstone. He died without a theory, you know. But let's take the things that are accessible to people at once. You give the ordinary person, if you permit me, Scott, you were kind enough to actually draw nice passages for the book. If you give the ordinary man this proposition, that Jones, accused of a serious crime, happened to be in intensive care following surgery at the time the crime was committed. I think the ordinary man will wonder, why are you prosecuting? Which is to say, the ordinary man backs in to that precept of common sense that formed the actual, the first principle of moral and legal judgment, as understood by Immanuel Kant and Thomas Reed, that it makes absolutely no sense to cast judgments of praise or blame on people for things they were powerless to affect. We don't hold people blameworthy for things they were powerless to affect. As Thomas Reed said, that would be true, as necessarily true, as any axiom in Euclid. Yet from that simple proposition, we could draw many other things in our law. The point is, the ordinary man understands that right away.
Some of these theories, some of these conversations, so confusion, and some, as you point out, say the very presence of disagreement on any matter of consequence mark the absence of truth. Why is that not the case? Why don't people have more confidence in their convictions?
Well, they do. Most people don't think that if somebody disagrees, they're necessarily wrong. There's some truth there. This is a line that Justice Scalia said is why he dismisses natural law, because we can't get consensus on it. Or his friends used to say, did you ever get consensus on that point, that there's no truth in this consensus? Because we didn't get our ballot when you came around to it. But what I point out is that it's what the philosophers would call a self-refuting proposition. It's the very presence of disagreement on any question of major consequence must mark the absence. The way I went this way, if there were these truths valid in all places, they'd be recognized in all places. Mm-hmm. But if they are sparse and quiet disagreement indicate that they cannot be true. The very presence of disagreement marks the absence of truth. And as you've seen, what I have to do is record my own disagreement with that proposition. And by its own terms, that's enough for the thing to dissolve, come apart. I record my own disagreement with the proposition that disagreement marks the absence of truth. Now, as I said, this Terry Blackmun, just Blackmun, used that self-refuting proposition, which dissolves in 6 seconds, that he used that proposition to form a whole new branch of our law. And in his hands, it went this way. But so many learned people in law, religion, medicine cannot agree on the question of when human life begins. Obviously, there is no truth that judges are in a position to proclaim. It's a self-refuting proposition. And people fall into these things all the time. Now, my friend Scalia thought he'd get around these questions of these divisive moral judgments by just appealing to the historical record. Is this thing, like the right to abortion, something long recognized, or the right to bear arms? And yet, he didn't know what he was confronted persistently by his liberal colleagues, who offered their own contentious rival readings of the historical record.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happened, it didn't dislodge Nino, didn't dislodge Justice Scalia from the conviction that the historical study had truths to offer.
We'll pause there. More in just a moment with Hadley Arkus, his book, Mere Natural Law. I'm Scott Bertram. This is the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road, and check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.